From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. U.S. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump downplays lingering divisions within his party as he prepares to accept his nomination in a nationally televised address. Party divisions were evident on the final day of the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio, as Trump's main rival for the presidential nomination, U.S. Senator Ted Cruz, resumed a public feud with the New York tycoon. On Thursday, Cruz defended his decision not to endorse Trump during a convention speech the night before, despite a past pledge that he made to support his party's nominee. Speaking to Republicans from his home state of Texas, Cruz said he would not honor that pledge because of perceived insults by Trump against his family.
And that pledge was not a blanket commitment that if you go and slander and attack Heidi, that I'm going to nonetheless come like a servile puppy dog and say thank you very much for maligning my wife and maligning my father.
Well, Trump responded to Cruz's comments on Twitter by saying party unity prevails. Trump tweeted, "Other than a small group of people who have suffered massive and embarrassing losses, the party is very united. Great love in the convention arena." Turkey says it will suspend the European Convention on Human Rights during a three-month state of emergency that it declared to purge perpetrators of last week's failed coup. Ankara said Thursday it will follow France's example by invoking the European Convention's Article 15 that allows suspending certain human rights obligations during times of war or public emergencies. Turkish lawmakers are expected to approve President Erdogan's call for the three-month state of emergency that he made late Wednesday. This is VOA News. The Turkish president's top foreign policy chief says U.S.-Turkish relations have been unaffected by last Friday's coup attempt. The official was responding to allegations by senior members of Turkey's ruling AK party that Washington was involved in the failed uprising. Dorian Jones has the story.
The Turkish presidency's foreign relations chief, Ayşe Sezen Uluer, is rejecting those charges of U.S. involvement in the coup. But she blames the behavior of some U.S. lawmakers for the allegation.
Two U.S. senators, for instance, tweeted saying that good news of the day, military attempting to oust Turkish dictator. We have got all these tweets on social media. So such speculations do not help the Turkish people. We have lost hundreds of lives and we expect solidarity from our friends, actually.
Uluer also said comments made by AK party officials and ministers accusing the United States are only personal comments. But Ankara's demand for the extradition of Turkish cleric Fethullah Gülen from the United States remains a point of tension in bilateral relations. Erdogan accuses Gülen of masterminding the coup attempt, a charge the cleric denies. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
The chief prosecutor of the French capital, Paris, says a Tunisian man who used a truck to kill 84 people celebrating Bastille Day in the city of Nice last week had accomplices. Speaking to reporters Thursday in the French capital, François Molin also said it seemed the assailant had been plotting his attack for months. The prosecutor said information from the man's phone revealed searches and photos suggesting that he could have been preparing an attack as far back as 2015. The French official said five suspects detained in connection with the attack are facing preliminary terrorism charges. And police in the southeastern U.S. city of North Miami, Florida, have shot an unarmed African-American therapist who was lying on the ground with his arms raised as he tried to calm his autistic patient. Video of the encounter was captured on a cell phone camera by a bystander minutes before the shooting of Charles Kinsey. The shooting happened on Monday, and the video was provided to the Miami Herald newspaper on Wednesday. After the shooting, Kinsey said he asked the officer why he was shot and said the officer responded, "I don't know." The shooting comes amid heightened tension in the U.S. after gunmen killed eight law enforcement officers in the southern cities of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and Dallas, Texas. Police are under renewed scrutiny after fatal shootings of two African-American men earlier this month. I'm Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.